Right there is the latest version of You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma from David Frizzell and Mary Sarah. And we are fortunate enough to have them on the phone with us this morning. David and Sarah, welcome to Iron Country.
Iron Country, yeah.
Thank you, Red. How are you?
It's really good. I'll tell you what, it's starting to get a little hot here in Wisconsin, so we're not real used to that. But I tell you what, it is a beautiful day outside, and it's great to have you on the show with us today.
Good. Well, hopefully our weather's matching. We're getting a little bit of sun here, too, so it's kind of nice.
Well, first off, I guess I want to ask is how the two of you got paired together to do this is such a classic song. I mean, how did you guys come up with this?
Pretty crazy. Honestly, it was about midst of COVID. But I think it was one of our last shows that David and I were able to do, and thank God we were able to do it, because here we are doing this. But we met here in Nashville at a show, and he was headlining, and I was one of the lucky artists to get to open up for him. And I remember just coming off to side stage after getting to sing a couple songs, and David was standing right there, and he gave me the biggest hug, and he just said, "Girl, we got to work together. We got to do something." Turns out I'd been singing "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma" since I was like 10 years old. And so, you know, one of my first thoughts, especially when I told my dad that David Frizzell said he wanted to work with me, was, well, maybe we can do a remake of a song. And then it turns out that 40 years, the anniversary here. And so it just, it all lined up just so perfectly, and so that's kind of how it went about, and here we are getting to celebrate 40 years of a song that has stood the test of time.
Now, David, 40 years, can you believe the song is 40 years old? I mean, I remember when it came out.
Oh, man, I tell you what. I remember when I first heard the little demo of it, and I had just signed a thing with a contract with Snuff Garrett, who was out in L.A. and was doing soundtracks for Clint Eastwood movies and Any Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can, all those movies, and also Burt Reynolds movies. And so I got to know him. And one of the songs he found the song called "You're the Reason God Made." But I heard it and started kind of working with it a little bit. We went in the studio with it with some great musicians out of L.A. And came up with what you've heard for the last 40 years, though. That is amazing. And I've been singing that song all over the world, if you can imagine. I've been singing that song everywhere. And now we're trying to figure out, we just wanted to kind of celebrate the fact that this 40 years of "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma." And then I got a chance to meet Mary Sarah, which is, I'll let her tell you about how we got together on it, because this is very interesting here.
We get to meet at the show, but then what was really awesome is that we, you know, the first time we got together in the studio with this idea of doing the remake, we honestly had never sang together. You know, he had seen me live, and I'd got to see him headline that show, but we had never sang live together. And we got in that studio, and I kid you not, Red, it was magic. Our voices mixing the way they do, you know, you don't find that too often, that voices just kind of match and work out really well. So I guess we got lucky on that fact when we went in there, and it was really magical. And we actually were able to do a YouTube video of the behind the scenes of being in the recording studio. And if you watch that video, you can just see it was really, I mean, we just had the best time getting to get together with some amazing musicians here in Nashville too. And an incredible producer named Bart Butler. And it was a magical day.
Now, Mary, I was familiar with you through your appearance on The Voice. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself so we can be a little more familiar with you as an artist?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that know me from The Voice. That was in 2016. I placed fifth on season 10, which it was a really amazing experience. One of the coolest things I've done. And I can't say it's, you know, the coolest thing, because I just got to sing with David Frizzell, and "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma." So. But I grew up singing since I was about 10 years old. And what's really, really awesome about this song, too, is that I grew up singing You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma in the Opry's of Texas, mm-hmm. About that age, about 10, 11 years old. And I would actually sing it with my dad. And I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So dad always told me that, you know, I was the reason God made Oklahoma.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing the music thing for, you know, quite some time. And I was able to do a record at the age of 15 called Bridges, which is a duets record. So prior to The Voice, I was able to get to sing with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard and the Oak Ridge Boys. And,
wow.
Yeah. Got to do another really awesome record of just paying tribute to legends in country music and how incredible they are. And so this, doing the song with David, I mean, when the idea came about, it was just kind of a no-brainer on the fact, you know, I have such a respect for songs like You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma and the artists like David Frizzell. And it's really awesome to just get to work with them too, because you learn so much. David's been doing this for a long, long time now. And so he's got a lot of advice and great stories that he shares with me. So it's really awesome.
That's awesome. Now, David, over the years, I was fortunate enough to get to see you in concert with our friend Leroy Van Dyke's Country Gold shows over the years. And it's been a while since we last spoke. So I've been wondering, what's David Frizzell been up to?
Gosh, there's been so many things. One thing is that we got shut out from doing shows here this last year and a half. And that just kind of wiped me out, as a matter of fact, because that's what I've done my whole life is done, you know, concerts and singing and playing, writing and all that stuff, and then not be able to do it. That's just not right. So now we're getting back into it, the 40th anniversary of the biggest song, one of the biggest songs I've ever been a part of. You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. We got a chance. We're going to celebrate the fact that it was 40 years old. And then I got a chance to run into Mary Sarah, not thinking how I was going to do anything or not, but the idea came up, I think, from her dad or somebody, that why not just make her do a remake of the song? And the problem with doing a song like Oklahoma is that you don't need to change it any. I mean, it's mm-hmm. perfect. You know, it's a perfect song. But what was able to do with this talented young producer came in, and we had all these great musicians. You know, what's great about Nashville is there are great musicians here. There are some mm-hmm. the greatest mm-hmm. musicians in the world here, and to get in the studio with any of them like we did that day. And, you know, another thing about going in with this song is that Mary Sarah had never sung it with me. I never sang it with her, but we've sang it for a long time. So we knew the song. We knew the song and what we were wanting to do with that song. And so I just went in and did a David Frizzell on it, and she did a Mary Sarah, and it worked.
It's great.
And those musicians just took it and did a little bit something to it, yeah. But just added more life to it, I think. They added, they brought it back to life again to me.
David, do you want to tell them a little bit about, you know, you wrote the book for Lefty, just a little update too on the fact that you guys might be doing some movie stuff?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, well, that's another thing that I've been doing is I came to Nashville in 1981. I came to Nashville with Oklahoma, the song Oklahoma. When I came into Nashville, I passed the city limits on the day Oklahoma went number one. And I had all, my brother Lefty had always, he had moved to Nashville in 1960. And when I went in the service, and then, and I was still out in Bakersfield and in the California area. When I got out of the service, I came back and worked with him a few times, but he was always trying to get me to move to Nashville. He's saying, David, you want to make it in this minute? You got to come to Nashville. I said, Lefty, I said, I'm working here in Bakersfield, Buck Owens. He said, David, Buck ain't going to do nothing for you. Buck's still trying to do something for Buck. I said, Sonny, I called him Sonny. I said, Sonny, you know, Nashville's a beautiful place. It's a wonderful place. But it's a wonderful place if your name is Lefty. Boy, if your name's Lefty Frizzell, it's a beautiful place. If your name's David Frizzell, it's a whole different kind of thing. So I said, I'm not coming. The only way to come to Nashville is with a number one record. I started looking out for a number one record. I was trying to find one. I found Oklahoma. When I came to Nashville, it went number one on that day. So I stopped the car, pulled over, and I looked up the sky, and I said, I'm a man of my word, buddy, and I'll see you soon. So I drove into Nashville with a number one record. And when I got here, I realized, it didn't take me long to realize, that my brother Lefty was not in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Was not in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. It was just like when somebody found that out, it was just like being hit with a hammer. How come he's not in the Hall of Fame? Of all the people I know in the world, he's the one who ought to be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
And so it took me and a few other people about a year to make it happen. But you know what's nice about coming to Nashville with a number one record? People will listen to you. People will open the door for you. It's a darnest thing being in Nashville, Tennessee, coming in and with a number one record.
Yeah.
And the fact that I was real good at hollering that Lefty's not in the Hall of Fame, we got to do something about it. So everybody kind of listened to me. So in 1982, my brother Lefty was voted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
It wouldn't
and
be.
In that same time, me and Shelley West won a Duet of the Year, and we also won Song of the Year for You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma.
It can't be a Country Music Hall of Fame without Lefty Frizzell. That's just a personal appearance, and that's my opinion. But what he did for country music was amazing.
Well, there's no doubt about it. He was the one that kind of created honky-tonk music, and it was with that piano, the piano run. And he was the people he was working with, Don Law, his producer, was one of the greatest people I met. I got a chance to meet him. He signed me to Columbia Records in 1959, 1960. And so everything kind of happened with me because of Lefty. And whenever I got through with the book, I wrote his book from the time he was born to the time he left us. That book covers that whole thing. In 2011, it was published, went out, and it was a CMT, a book of the year. Ended up being all kinds of different things. But after I got finished writing the book, I thought, well, I got to do something else with this. What else can I do? And so I started writing screenplays. And I wrote about three or four, five of them, about five of them, I think. And the last one I sent to L.A., got some interest in there. And everybody's coming out here on the 16th of this month. Producers, directors, talking to me about doing a documentary off that book and also a movie theater.
That's outstanding. Movie. That is outstanding.
So wish me some luck on that one, buddy.
Oh, I wish you a lot of luck on that.
So that's what I've been doing. That's some of the things I've been doing here in the last little while.
Well, I have to ask you before we let you go, where is the best place for people to get a copy of this song and to keep up with both of you two?
Mary Sarah's got all the answers.
I've got the answers for you.
I am so glad she's with me right now.
So you can go ahead and find the song it's on all streaming platforms, so whether it's Spotify or Apple Music. It's on Amazon, iTunes, if you want to go ahead and buy it and have it on a playlist. As well, Time Life has released it. We teamed up with them, so which is really exciting. If you want to keep up with kind of updates on whether, you know, we're talking about maybe doing some tour dates and things like that, that'll all be on our website. So that's MarySarah.com and DavidFrizzell.com. And then I mentioned a couple of the YouTube videos that we were able to do over this time. And so you can go ahead and find that on our YouTube pages, which is just Mary Sarah and David Frizzell. That's where you can find us.
All right. Well, David and Mary, I want to thank you both for taking some time to visit with us this morning. I love this version of the song, and I hope you guys do something again together real soon. And we want to thank you for coming on Iron Country.
Hey, thank you so much, buddy, for having us, Red.
Absolutely. Thank you, pal.